had a list of people that were invited, and she was not on the list.
An unwelcome visitor.
I said, you're not supposed to be here. We need you to leave. Ariel hit Val in the face.
A show of force.
I felt like I was getting attacked because there's three adults surrounding me.
The bottom line.
You refused to leave. Then you assaulted the homeowner.
So that gives them the right to hit me with a mop stick?
They could have hit you with anything.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Valerie Chambers is suing Teresa Dodd and her daughter, 17-year-old Ariel, for medical bills and punitive damages from an assault at a party.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 576 on the calendar in the matter of Chambers versus Dodd.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Ms. Chambers, it is your claim that Ms. Dodd's daughter assaulted you at a birthday party that was being given for your daughter at your home.
That is correct.
And the defendant denies that she initiated any contact with you. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You weren't there?
No.
You can sit down. Whose birthday party was it?
Mine.
Stand up, please. Tell me your first name.
Brianna Bell.
And yours?
Ariel Dodd.
I gather you two ladies have known each other for some time.
Yes.
But Ariel was not invited to the party. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Any reason?
We were no longer friends.
Anything happened with the two of you that made you no longer friends?
Just a fallout. We just weren't friends.
When?
Like 5 years ago.
Prior to that, how long had you been friends?
I have no clue.
Do you remember what happened 5 years ago?
No, we just weren't friends. She's flaky.
Is that right?
That's not correct. I've known her since junior high. We were best friends in junior high. We fell out over a boy.
Okay. When was the birthday party?
October 30th, 2009.
How many people were there?
Probably 50.
Or was it an evening party?
No, it was a night party. Well, yes.
Were you there when Ariel came in?
Yes.
Who did she come in with?
A whole group of guys.
How many?
Around six.
Were any of the guys that she came with invited to the party?
No, none of them were invited.
Who were the six guys you were with?
That was incorrect, Your Honor. I came with a female to pick up my friend.
A female?
Yes.
What was her name?
Her name is Victoria.
So you didn't come with any men?
No, the men that were behind me, I was not with them.
Who drove?
Victoria.
How many of you were in the car?
Just me and her.
And what were you doing there?
I was coming to Brianna's party to pick up my friend that needed a ride home.
What was your friend's name?
Gerald.
What time did you get there?
Like around 11. I was around in that area already.
What were you doing there?
She lives right across from Red Rock, so I was already at the Red Rock Casino. I had went to the movies.
Was Gerald a guest at your party?
Yes, he was.
When did Gerald contact you?
I say around 10:30, around 11.
Did he contact you by texting you or calling you?
He called me.
And what did he say when he called you?
He asked me if I had a ride to come get him because his ride had left him at her house. And I said, yeah, I can come get you.
And you know Gerald from where?
Gerald is my best friend. I've known him since, I say, seventh grade.
Do you have any information that Gerald asked Ariel to come and pick him up at your party?
No, I don't.
And he's invited by you?
Yes, he was invited.
Okay. Why don't you tell me what happened on the 30th of October?
I had a birthday party on the 30th of 2009.
I know that.
Okay.
She comes in. You say she came in with six guys. She says she came in with her friend Victoria.
Yes, she came in and she was not invited at all. I had a list of people that were invited and she was not on the list. She came into the party. Lisa, an adult, asked me, do you want her to leave? I said, yes, can you ask her to leave? She went up to Ariel, asked her to leave.
Who's Lisa?
Lisa is a friend of my mom's.
Okay. Go ahead.
Asked her to leave, and Ariel refused to leave.
Okay. The first person that came up to ask you to leave, did you recognize that person?
The first person that came up to me was Brianna Bell's mom. I don't recognize Elisa. I don't. The only person that came up to me was Brianna Bell's mom.
Okay. When did you go up to her, Ms. Chambers?
First of all, that is incorrect. Lisa was one of the adults there and had asked Ariel to leave. She had refused to leave. The second adult that went up to Ariel was my witness, Jessica Martin, and Jessica asked her to leave as well. And Ariel had stated that she's not leaving
just
yet.
Just a second. Stand up, please. Sit down. Miss Martin, how old are you?
I'm 33.
You were one of the adult chaperones?
Yes.
What prompted you to, if you did, ask Ariel to leave the party?
Brianna has told me before about the issues that her and Ariel have had, especially at the last party that I was there for. I was the one manning the door. I was the one.
Okay. Tell me what Brianna told you about the last issue.
That there was really no deep description of it, that they just didn't get along anymore, they didn't hang around anymore, and they just weren't friends.
Okay, and what did you do?
I was the one manning the door. Basically, I had a list of at least 4 to 5 pages of who can come in. At about 11:30, I decided to go upstairs because normally I go to the weekends to my boyfriend's house. I went upstairs at 11:30, started packing my things. Not even 5 minutes later, Brianna comes running upstairs saying, Ariel's here, and I'm like, Ariel, she's like, she reminds me again. So I go downstairs, Ariel's standing talking to Gerald by the bar area or the counter area. I go up to Ariel, I said, you're not supposed to be here. I said, we need you to leave. She's like, after I'm done with this conversation, I said, no, you can take this conversation outside. You're not supposed to be in this party, so you need to leave. At least 4 or 5 times that I asked her that. That's when basically she turned to Val. Val was sitting there saying, I'm the owner of the home. I'm asking you to leave. That's when the altercation happened. But there was at least 2 adults that asked her to leave.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes, but...
Yes is not a yes, but. So that the plaintiff was not the first person that asked you to leave. She was at least one of the adults that asked you to leave before Ms. Chambers.
I do remember her asking
me
to leave.
So that you were asked to leave.
Yes.
Why didn't you leave?
Because I had to come get Gerald. That's
no,
why
you
I was
didn't.
There.
You didn't at all. You were asked to leave. You were an uninvited guest at the party. At that point, you were trespassing. Now, do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, huh?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Once you were told to leave by the owner, you had to go.
So that gives them the right to hit me with a mop stick?
Once you hit Mrs. Chambers, they could have hit you with anything.
With an object?
Yes! To get you out?
And later today...
Where was he working?
He was working at a care facility.
What kind of care facility?
For old people.
Oh, my God.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Valerie Chambers claims her daughter's former friend, 17-year-old Ariel Dodd, assaulted her after she asked Ariel to leave a party. Ariel is countersuing, claiming it was Valerie who assaulted her.
All right. Were you present, Miss Martin, when this altercation started?
Yes.
I would like you to tell me what you observed.
Basically, after I was the one telling Ariel to leave, at that time, Val said, I'm the owner of home. You need to leave the house. That time, Ariel turned from me because we were facing each other. She turned away from me to face Val. They started going back and forth. The next minute,
going back and forth, exactly what was said.
She's like, I'm not leaving. Excuse my language, but Val was like, I'm the owner of the home. You need to leave. You're not supposed to be here. She's like, I'm not going anywhere. I need to finish this conversation. Other words were exchanged as far as I don't give a. And that's when I saw Ariel hit Val and got pushed into the corner of the wall.
Who got pushed into the corner?
Val did, because Ariel hit her.
Where did she hit her?
In her face, and then she first pushed her into the wall and then hit her in the face.
And where was this Gerald at the time?
Gerald was standing to the right, or one of the boys that were holding me back, because honestly, as soon as I saw Ariel hit her, I was lunging for her. When I asked her to leave the first time, when everything was going, the whole voice, go, you need to leave, Gerald was like, I'll let her whoop all of your up in here.
And Gerald, that's when said this?
Gerald is the one that said that. And that's when me, Lisa, and Ariel said, she's not gonna whoop anybody in here. She needs to leave. That's when Val came in and said, I'm the owner of the home. You need to leave. That's when she got pushed in the wall and Ariel hit her. And that's when Brianna and her started fighting.
I'm listening.
When she had approached me and told me to leave, yes, it was her, Brianna's mom, and that one lady, Lisa or whatever, they had asked me. I felt like I was getting attacked because there's 3 adults surrounding me telling me to leave, and they didn't just tell me to leave. They were using profanity words. There was also beer pong there, which I know there was alcohol there. So I'm not stupid. I know they were already drinking. So basically, Brianna's mom was in my face. She was so close that, yes, I did have to push her to get off of me. But then that's when she struck me, and that's when I have a picture of my black eye. And then that's when Brianna jumped in, and then that's when I had got attacked with a mop stick.
I don't believe that at all.
Well, I have pictures.
Oh, I don't believe that the way you got your black eye was because Mrs. Chambers punched you in the eye first. I don't believe that.
Well, that's what happened.
Don't believe it.
Well, that's what happened.
Sorry. You lied to me once, which you did already, when you said the first person who asked you to leave was Miss Chambers. But what Miss Martin is telling me about her asking you to leave, and she was really the second one that asked you to leave, because you remember the first one now? So now there were 2 people that asked you to leave before Miss Chambers says, it's my house, I told you to go. You only should have been asked to leave once.
You had no right to be there. Put your hand down. You had no right to be there.
And there's no question in my mind that you opened up a big fresh mouth to them when they told you to leave, and you didn't say to them, okay, I'm leaving, which is what you should have said. Okay, I'm leaving. I'm an uninvited guest. You knew you were uninvited. You went to the movies allegedly with a friend, so you knew you weren't supposed to be at the party. And if you were picking up your friend Gerald and he had a cell phone to call you and you had a cell phone, then you wait out in your car and you call Gerald and say, I'm here. You can come out. Right?
At that time, I did not know I was not invited.
You what? What do you mean? What do you mean you don't know you weren't invited? You
went to the
hey, fresh mouth. You got an evening plan that had nothing to do with a party. You went to the movies with your friend. Then you know you're not invited to the party. You get to a house where there were 50 people and you know that you hadn't received an invitation, then you know you're not invited. So if you're not invited, you call your friend Gerald and you say, you need a ride? I'm here. I can pick you up. Instead, you go inside. The adult comes over and said, you're not on the list. You're not supposed to be here. And you open up a fresh mouth, and I don't have to repeat what you said. I'm going to finish my conversation. When I'm finished, I'll leave. No question in my mind. That's what happened. So you're a trespasser. Now I'd like to see your medical record, please.
Sure. I have my medical documentation and...
What do you want? Were you there?
No, I wasn't.
Then I'm not interested
but
in what
I am
you have
the
to
parent.
Say.
I am the parent of my daughter.
I don't care.
I did file a police report, which I have that as well.
I don't care.
Okay.
You weren't there.
No, I wasn't.
All right, Ms. Chambers, tell me about your injury.
She hit me in the forehead, and then she hit me multiple times on the left side of my head. I had to miss 15 days of work because I had major headaches. I was just under a lot of stress because of...
Were the police called that night?
They sure were, immediately.
Who called the police?
Brianna, my daughter. I had told her to call 911 immediately, and the police arrived probably 10 minutes.
Where was the defendant at that time?
The defendant, before the police came, she was out in the middle of the street yelling at myself and my daughter to come and fight. In the middle of the street. And then she...
Did you see Victoria?
There was no female. She entered my house with 4 to 6 boys that I have never, ever seen in my life. To be honest with you, I probably would have never, ever recognized Ariel. I haven't seen that child in probably 5 years.
So let me understand something, madam. You chose to come here today and bring with you your mother, right?
Right.
Who was not present. Victoria, according to you, was who you were with that evening at the movies.
Yes.
She's not here.
She works.
So does everybody. Mm-hmm. Victoria's not here. Gerald's not here. Two people who could very easily corroborate any part of what you're telling me. Instead, you bring your mother, who wasn't there at all. Why do you think that is?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
The reason that your mother is not forgiving this loan to you is because she'd like your boyfriend to get off the couch and go to work.
Well, he helps me with childcare.
He's a bum!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Valerie Chambers claims her daughter's former friend, 17-year-old Ariel Dodd, assaulted her after she asked Ariel to leave a party. Ariel is countersuing, claiming it was Valerie who assaulted her.
Okay. You behaved badly. There's no question that you got beat up after you beat up her, after you lost your temper. Then there's no question that the two of you got into it. No question. So if you got injured, that's how you got injured. You're lucky it wasn't worse. You were a trespasser in that house. You had no reason to be there. And once you were told to leave by the owner, you had to go immediately, not open up a fresh mouth.
So that gives them the right to hit me with a mop stick?
I'm going to tell you something. Once you hit Mrs. Chambers, they could have hit you with anything.
With an object?
Yes! To get you out? Yeah. You were committing a crime. You entered the house without permission. Then you were told to leave. You refused to leave. Then you assaulted the homeowner. Then they can do whatever they have to get you out. Now do you understand? Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's it. I don't think you understand.
Maybe this will help you understand. Judge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,000. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excusing me. Step out.
I think you need to choose your friends a lot better.
It was traumatic for me because I never thought that a 16-year-old would hit me.
I was shocked because I never thought a kid would hit an adult.
You can tell right there that child has no respect for anybody at all.
There will be no parties at my house ever again.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Stolpe versus Stolpe. Step forward.
Cynthia Stolpe says her daughter, Sarah Stolpe, refuses to pay back a series of loans she made to her.
What kind of work do you do, Mrs. Stolpe?
I'm a crime services advocate in the county I live in.
And how long have you been doing that?
7.5 years.
This is your daughter. Yes. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a pharmacy technician.
You have family?
Yes. I have a boyfriend and a 5-year-old boy.
And I gather from your mother's complaint that she's been sort of helping you out over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
During the year, you may run short of money, so your mother advances you the money and you give her your tax return at the end of that year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's been happening?
Yes.
For how many years?
I guess since 2007. I thought it was longer than that, but...
Your mother's complaint is that she did the same thing this year with the understanding that when you got your tax return this year, you would pay her back, as you've done since, you say, 2007. This year, you didn't do that.
No.
It's a given that she advanced you money for rent and some car insurance payments.
Right.
Now you can tell me why you didn't pay her with your tax refund.
First of all, I never asked her to loan me money. She knew that I was in a predicament, and she'd say, okay, I'll pay this if you pay me back. And I would just kind of be like, oh, okay. I felt like she was more wanting the money as principal, not that she needs the money. She doesn't need the money. I don't understand why she'd want to risk putting me in debt and all this other stuff to prove a point.
What does your boyfriend do?
He stays at home with my son by my choice.
That's ridiculous. Your boyfriend have any children?
Yes.
How many children does he have?
Two.
Where are they?
With his mom.
Who supports them?
His mom.
And the government.
Mm-hmm.
So your boyfriend's a bum.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your mother's annoyed. Because you got a boyfriend who's got two children, who stays home to watch your 5-year-old, and he's got two children of his own that live with his mother, who probably gets money from the state because the children don't live with their mother, right?
She lives with them as well.
And that's probably a double whammy. So the reason that your mother is not forgiving this loan to you, which is really what you're requesting, say, I don't know why she would put me in that kind of financial burden, is because she'd like your boyfriend to get off the couch and go to work.
Well, he helps me with child support.
He's a bum! You work, he doesn't, he's a bum!
What's the difference between me working and a man working and staying home?
Absolutely nothing, as long as it's his child. You can make that decision if you like.
We would love to have his children.
Have a family. One decides to stay home and be a stay-at-home parent, and one decides to go to work. That's not what you did. You got a man that has two children that he doesn't support because he stays home to watch your child. He can't do that. He's got two children he's got to take. He's got to go out and get a job. And you put your child in daycare and work, and that's the way you do it until he gets to go to school, which will be next year. And then the bum who's on the couch will have nothing to do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So you understand what your mother's irritated about?
Yes.
I do. Your mother says you took your tax refund and you went on vacation. Is that what happened?
No.
Did you go to Las Vegas?
I did.
With whom?
My boyfriend. He was working at the time, and we both put it together.
Where was he working?
He was working at a care facility in McMinnville.
What kind of care facility?
For old people.
Oh, my God.
It's hard for him to get a job. He doesn't have a lot of experience with anything.
Got experience making children. Anyway, that's why your mother's irritated with you. You owe her the money. And you shouldn't have pooled your money with your boyfriend. Your boyfriend had any extra money. Instead of going on vacation to Las Vegas, he should have given it to his mother.
I've talked to his mom.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,100. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It was really difficult. Nobody wants to do this to their child. She said that she was going to, but I never thought she actually would. Just the decision she was making wasn't okay, and Some of the things she said to me weren't okay.
Just being selfish and stupid.
After the trip to Vegas with her boyfriend, she went and bought a new car and put a bunch of money down on that, and so I got pretty upset.
That we can see each other more often because I know my son misses his grandma.
I didn't want that. I love her, and I miss her.
I'm just glad that this is all put behind us and we can just be mother and daughter again.
Our relationship has been strained, and I hope that this will just put it all behind us.